After serving North County for more than 170 years under different names, the North Adams transcript has been folded into the Berkshire Eagle. Using a template from May 23, 1895, the front page of the transcript's January 18th and 19th final weekend edition features a history of the paper and thanks its readers for their dedication. Partners since 1996 under New England Newspapers Incorporated, the two dailies have combined staff and come together under one paper, website, and app. Kevin Moran is the Vice President of News for New England Newspapers.
The Berkshire Eagle has always covered the Berkshires from tip to tail. I mean, it is the county's newspaper, and we've always had reporters from Northern Berkshire County, Central Berkshire County, Southern Berkshire County, by sort of combining the newsrooms here, what we're able to do is sort of get a very focused newsroom news gathering team as opposed to two sort of separate entities trying to achieve the same goal, but sort of taking maybe different paths to achieve it. The Berkshire Eagle is clearly the dominant number one news source of the Berkshires. This only strengthens that. And I think readers, both in print and online, are starting today, have already seen the results of what this looks like. More news.
Five staff members from the transcript are now part of the Eagle's news team, and the paper will keep its North Adams office. Moran says the merger was purely a business decision. It is unclear if any jobs were affected outside of the news-gathering team. He adds the two papers coming together goes along with the region's communities gaining a collaborative identity.
You've seen more coming together. 20 years ago, even prior to Massmoka, for example, you would not be able to say that North Adams was necessarily a cultural center, but it is with Massmoka now. And so its identity has now sort of unified with the other cultural identities that are known throughout the county. So it's this really sort of broad sense of the Berkshires that I think the county has sort of become.
The move has also brought the end of the Weekly Advocate, which provided localized coverage of northern Berkshire towns. The Eagle's arts and cultural magazine, Berkshire's Week, will now be published as a standalone every Thursday, starting this week. Previously, it was printed seasonally and within the Eagle's pages. Moran says he has high hopes for the weekly magazine and says it will include the work of the arts and entertainment editors from partner papers, the Bennington Banner and the Manchester Journal of Vermont. The Eagle's community engagement editor, Jen Smith, says the merger will increase the county's connectivity.
I kind of joke that when traveling, there's this invisible Mason-Dixon line in Berkshire County where people only travel so far north or so far south. But I think between our online connectivity, our expanded circulation, we can maybe obliterate that Mason-Dixon line a bit. And even if people don't want to get into the car, we can still bring the news and bring whatever is happening to them.
The transcript's first edition was printed by John Briggs on September 7, 1843, under the title Weekly Transcript. Moran, who got his start at the transcript as a reporter and worked his way up to editor, says that history will not be forgotten. The Eagle's masthead on the op-ed page pays tribute to the former beacon of North County news.
Starting today, we're incorporating 171 years of journalism and community leadership from the North Adams transcript. So we've put the transcript nameplate in our masthead as it should be.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.